Many of you may have heard some of our morning air promos in recent days here on Relevant Radio, where we say, join us weekdays for faith and fun. Well, this morning, we're going to talk some faith and fun. Learning about Jesus' life and teachings is not only left for RCIA classes. We can do it in a fun way, like playing a board game. What better way to learn and share about the life of Christ than having some fun with our family and friends and getting educated in the process as well? And of course, this is the case for the creator of Following His Path board game, Larry Romito, who is joining us live this morning from the Chicago area for much more about this board game. Good morning, Larry. Welcome to Morning Air for the first time. Thanks so much for getting up bright and early and being with us here.
Good morning, John, and I'm delighted to be here. Thank you very much.
So, Larry, how did you come up with the idea of creating a board game about the life of our Lord Jesus and his teachings?
That's a great question. You know, before Christ ascended into heaven, he invited us to teach and preach, live his life, an example of his life, and spread his word. But I think, like many people, I've not been terribly comfortable with doing that, certainly not to strangers, and even tough with my family. So, like many of us, I abdicated that responsibility to the priests at the pulpit and the teachers in the classroom and the catechists. And the problem with that is that it stops at the door, so that people leave church and they go home, and they leave the kids leave the classroom and they go home, and it stops. And it's bugged me, and so I wondered, what can we do to bring Christ into the home, and maybe when the food is gone, keep people at the table? And if we could do that, I'm an old broken down school teacher from many years ago. I found that if learning can be fun, it's not only more engaging, but it helps people remember. So for 3.5 years, I started playing with trying to create a game that was both informative and fun. And it's a board game, kind of like a Monopoly board, and you go around the board and examine parts of Christ's life with lots of questions. One of the cool things about it, not only that it's fun, but you can play at every level. So there's adult level questions and answers, and there's lessons for kids, grades 2 through 4, we call them Jesus Loves You cards, and grades 5 through 9, Trust Him cards, and they're questions that are appropriate for those people at the different levels, so that a lot of times when we play kids games, we're sort of bored to death, and when the kids play games that are closer to adults, they just don't get engaged. So this engages people at all levels. The most common reaction is, when can we play the game again? And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful product. So we're very excited about impacting and changing people's lives. Grandmas and grandpas and parents are looking, how do I engage my kids and my grandkids more deeply into Christ's life? And they're thrilled with this tool.
Larry, I got to believe that you spent a lot of time thinking about it and trying to get all these ideas together of how to make this board game. I know you said you spent 3.5 years on it. Was your background, playing games when you were a kid? Were you a Monopoly player?
Well, I hate to say this. Monopoly is sort of tedious and long, and I can't say that I was a big fan of Monopoly, but I kind of did a cut and snip and put this board together, and I tested it with friends, and they were very excited and actually encouraged me to commercialize it, and it was a big step for me. So in 21, I did the Camino, and I had 33 days and 500 miles to think about whether this is something I really wanted to do, and I sincerely believe the Holy Spirit guided me to go ahead and do this, and we're really pleased with the reaction.
Well, the Holy Spirit has a sense of humor. Actually, he is the author of all comedy, so it's only fitting that the Holy Spirit is a part of your board game.
Yes, yes. So it's really it's not a game of winning. It's a game of learning. So the game ends when the first person that ends up landing on all 12 of the events in Christ's life. And we ask age-appropriate questions. We always read the answer, whether someone gets it right or not. So we're constantly constantly learning, and it's fun. Sometimes people kind of slap their forehead and say, "I know the answer, I can't think of it," or they get reminded of the answer. It's just a heck of a lot of fun.
All right, so do the kids play with the adults, with the parents and relatives? Can you kind of walk us through, like, just to give us a little taste of what it's like to be playing in the game?
Sure. So you pick a caricature, one of the apostles or disciples, and we have them both in classic art and caricature art, and you move your way around the board. You land on events on Christ's life, and there are the adult questions are who-related, trials-related, and blessings-related, and then there's questions for the kids to answer as well. If you get the question correct, you move further around the board. If you get the question incorrectly, you learn something. So the game ends when someone ends up landing on all 12 events in Christ's life. But it's a learning game. We don't talk about winning so much as we focus on learning. And everybody, we've had Father Joseph, who's part of our parish in Dana Point, California, has become addicted to the game. And of course, he gets almost everything right, but every once in a while, there'll be something that puzzles him as well. So you're not supposed to get every question right because you wouldn't be learning. So there's some tough questions, and there's some softball questions that we consulted with the principals of a couple of the grade schools, and one of them said, you know, it's kind of hard. So we have some softball questions like, what instrument did the little drummer boy play? And what do the disciples wear on their feet? So there's some, we don't want to embarrass people. We want people to learn and have fun and laugh. But then there's the serious part of the learning as well.
Well, it sounds fascinating, and I know that you said that you did a test run with some kids. We'd like to bring in our own resident producer and mom, Sarah. Sarah, what do you think? You think your kids would love this?
Well, you know, it's you're always looking as a family to try to see what can we do together, and you know, games can be a great way to do that. There's like no screen, right? You're just interacting and you're learning, and that's great. You want to be able to do things that have to do with the faith too, that are going to be helping them to grow in that. I question though, because I know that sometimes it can be pretty challenging, and this is not just for kids, but for adults, it can be super competitive since, you know, it's a game that's about learning and growing in the faith. Do you see that as sometimes being a challenge or something that can be a hindrance of people who are really competitive? Because I know that like competitiveness is often can be a big thing when it comes to these games, people getting sucked in and really I want to be the winner. So is that something that you've seen in your trials and some is a challenging thing, or have people kind of figured it out and gone along and understand that it's okay if you're not, you know, winning? Like, there's not a win-win here.
Well, that's a good observation. We actually use that as a positive energy to get people to play, and sometimes people will play as teams. So generally we think having 8 or less people play so that you don't have to wait too long for your time. But sometimes mom and a daughter will be a team, or a dad and a son, or 2 adults, or grandma and grandpa might be a team. So they can collaborate, and the kids love it. They high five each other when they get a question correct, and maybe they're getting more questions correct than mom and dad, and they're just celebrating the fact that they're mom and dad. So the competitiveness is joyful and positive, and at the same time they enjoy the challenge of it.
We're joined this morning by Larry Romito, the creator of the Catholic board game Following His Path. Larry, can you share with us a couple of trial questions? Let's test it out here live on the air.
Sure. Like, who was the only apostle that stayed with Mary at the crucifixion?
Sarah?
John.
Yes.
The beloved one.
Was that a softball? Started off as a softball for me, please.
Surprised that sometimes we've heard the Gospels and the Epistles so many times we stop listening. How many lashes did Christ receive at the scourging?
That's a good one. I think the Passion of the Christ says 40.
The correct answer is 1 less than 40.
Wow. Trick question.
You round it up, John. Don't round up when it comes to Christ.
Well, most people say 40, but even in the Old Testament, there's a reference to 1 less than 40. A kid question is for the little kids, what was the town of Jesus' birth? What was the trade that, Jesus learned from his father? For the tweens and teens, where did Christ perform his first miracle and what was it?
That's a good one.
You're Sarah, pointing at me like I'm a tween. Oh, yes, I'm a tween, and I can answer that. Was it Cana?
Yes, Cana and the wine, water into wine. Who was the cousin of Jesus and son of Elizabeth?
That's a softball.
Yet you're not answering it, so I don't know. Is it a softball?
John the Baptist.
Yeah, remember we're talking grades 5 through 9
of course,
there.
So of course. No, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm sure that they learn in the process. You know, the thing that occurred to me, you know, this is great for in the home and, like on a weekend to just bring everybody together. But you can do it. I could just picture this being done at a parish level where you invite people from the parish and you have a parish hall and everybody is participating in following his path.
John, that's brilliant. On Saturday, May 13th, we're having our third game at St. Edward of the Confessor in Dana Point, California, which is my home parish. We're having our third game night, and every time we play, people come and say, when are you having your next game night? We want to play again. And so that's exactly right, and it's bringing Father Philip Smith, who's our pastor, loves, I don't want to be vulgar, but he loves having butts in seats, and he likes having the community interact at the parish. And so it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, please say hi to everybody there at the parish from us here on Morning Air. And I really appreciate you being on with us this morning to tell us about your very fun board game, Following His Path. Where can our listeners go if they want to get a copy for themselves?
FollowingHisPath.com.
Awesome. Larry, thanks so much. Many blessings to you with your board game going forward.
Thank you, John. We're trying to bring his word and life into our lives.
Doing a great job. Larry Romito, the creator of Following His Path board game. We need to take a short break. When we come back on the other side, pro-life and Catholic attorney.